Welcome to ResCheck.info, the web's number one source for high-quality, low-cost ResCheck reports. Today, we want to talk to you about our ResCheck blog, the number one resource on ResCheck's green homes, insulation, building components, and energy efficiency. What does a Trump presidency mean for ResCheck reports? With the election of a new president in the United States, there's always an element of change. In an effort to take a look at every aspect of energy codes and ResCheck energy reports, I thought I would take an in-depth look at what a Trump presidency means for ResCheck energy reporting. My first assumption is what I wrote my entire master thesis on in 2007 that correctly predicted the coming recession. I'm 100% certain that housing starts drive building permits and ultimately ResCheck energy reports. So I created a graph that shows housing starts in relation to a Democratic or Republican being in office. I personally do not believe in blind party politics. I can tell you that I'm not certain that my graph tells us anything concrete about which party's president is better for housing starts, mainly because there's so many underlying events that take place in an economy during a presidency. Minor events can have a profound effect on the amount of new construction that takes place in the United States. Wars, interest rates, recessions, depressions, economic upturns, and new building codes can all manipulate the number of new homes that are built. Placing blame squarely on a president or political party would be very short-sighted. At ResCheck.info, we take a look at the big picture of green homes, new construction, and energy reporting. What I do know is that Donald Trump has a better understanding of building codes and developments than any of the presidents before him. Other than George Washington and Thomas Jefferson being amateur architects, there has been a relatively low occurrence of United States presidents coming from the construction trade. I do not believe that Donald Trump built too many houses by hand, but then again, he didn't have to. I do believe that if you sat Donald Trump down and grilled him about the R value of a roof system, wall system, window unit, door unit, or foundation, that he would be able to give you viable answers as they pertain to a ResCheck report. This is important because his understanding of building codes and developments could be a real positive for ResCheck Report's new construction and his policy towards construction and development as a president. So using my in-depth algorithms to predict what housing starts and ultimately ResChecks will do over the next 4 to 8 years of a Trump presidency can prove tricky. My thoughts are that with a rapidly decaying supply of homes built 30 to 50 years ago, coupled with millennials buying first homes, we will continue on an upturn of construction for the next 3 to 5 years. Will we surpass the 1973 or 2006 peak set during the Nixon and Bush terms? We have a long way to go. The one positive is that we have been below average at housing starts for many years. That's a lethal combination of increased rising interest rates and increasing household incomes that could create the perfect storm of rising new home construction over the next few years. Finally, place a man in the Oval Office that's sympathetic to developers and builders. This is welcome news for anyone involved in the construction industry. My background lies in the new home construction development and studying data from the U.S. Census Bureau as it pertains to housing starts. Whether Democrat or Republican, I cannot stress to you how important new housing starts are to our economy as a whole. Every new home built needs massive amounts of labor, materials, appliances, and stimulates the economy that it's built in. Then, for the life of the home, it creates revenue for utility companies, tax departments, and insurance providers. Bottom line, the total amount of contribution to the economy for every new home built, no matter how large, is massive. So maybe you're having trouble cheering on any part of the new president's policy, administration, or demeanor. Maybe, just maybe, the one thing that we can all come together and cheer about is how an increase in housing starts would be beneficial to our country, economy, and energy codes pertaining to ResCheck energy reports. So this is the graph that I put together here. The red indicates a Republican president in office. The blue's Democrat. You can see it moving up and down all the way back to the late 1950s. So of course, you had the baby boom going on then. But you can see that there were some up and down for each period. Peaks happened in typically Republican administrations, although there was one peak that happened here in a Democratic. And you can also see how far down on the chart that we are. Thanks again for listening. If you're ready to buy your ResCheck report, just click buy now. Go to the $79 report. Thank you very much.